think you lean. Also, is that shit on the ground? Is that dog shit?
On the shoes? Someone said I stepped in something.
You stepped in dog shit? No. Were you near a dog today?
You know what? This must be...
I don't know if you want to touch it.
Eat it. Eat it. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
That's shit.
But no. Did you really just touch that?
Yeah. Is it really?
You really just... Hey, guys. Welcome back to Stiff Socks Podcast. We have Sketch on later today.
So excited.
But we ran out of time when we were recording with our lovely gentleman, Mr. Sketchington. So... We're gonna riff real quick.
Riff.
We're gonna do what people would call riffing.
Riff.
And we're also matching.
We are. What's even going on?
Ironically or ironically? What's the difference?
I don't know the difference. People go, oh, you what?
I hate when people correct me too. I'll be like, ironically, like it's actually not ironically.
Yeah, and I know what I hate when people go metaphorically. Bitch, what are you talking about? Are we talking about?
Yeah, leave Facebook out of this.
Hey!
Meta.
Meta. I get the joke. And Instagram.
Meta World Peace.
Isn't it crazy that they have both of the apps and they got WhatsApp? They got all. They own, dude, there's three companies that own everything.
Yeah.
Meta, BlackRock, and Jesus. Allie, that's your take.
My hot take is if you're living in the United States,
and
you're a man and you got WhatsApp, you're a whore. Who you messaging?
Can I slightly move that a little bit?
Sure.
You're an international whore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
You ain't WhatsApping bitches in Vermont.
Yeah.
You're WhatsApping bitches. WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. That sounds like somebody that would pitch us. Yeah, man. You guys got to sign up for WhatsApp.
No, yeah. What is that?
The new WhatsApp.
Any company? No.
Yeah.
I mean, the emails that definitely both of us get are just like, hey, you want to sign? You'll be first in line.
It's like Instagram, but without the social media aspect.
There's no gram. It's only Insta. What are you talking
Insta
about?
What? Insta coffee?
Instacart. Great app. I love it.
No, you don't.
Instacart?
I hate Instacart.
Oh, hold on.
It's almost like they pick the worst apples they have possible to piss you off. Because if I was an Instacarter,
all right, I like
and
this.
And somebody's
theory.
Making me get their freaking bananas, this thing coming bruised up. I might even put it in my ass.
How did we go from bruised up to ass? An
banana.
Apple in your ass?
The banana.
Banana in your ass.
I'm just
now
saying.
That
like,
sounds like a great cartoon I would read as a kid. Banana in your ass. The guys who brought you Clifford the
appealing.
Big Red Dog.
I think you missed my joke. It's appealing.
Run it back.
It's appealing.
We should do instant replay in the clip.
Please, it's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Isn't that funny? It's our show. We can play the kazoo right now for an hour. No one would like it, but we could do it.
I hate when I see podcast clips and they're reviewing other podcasts.
Cut it down. Shut it down.
But it's too like...
Get on the app Insta and blow your head off. It's appealing.
Get on CapCut and cut it. It's just so funny that's modern day journalism is podcast reporting on podcast.
What are we even talking about? Joe Rogan said, he's not the news. You know what's funny?
In my
life, he is the news.
He is.
I don't watch the news. The only time I figure out anything if Rogan and whoever his guests are talking about, and I'm not advocating for it. I think it's ridiculous what I'm doing, but it's the way I find out what's happening in the world. And it's not a great thing to do.
Well, he is up to date.
He is up to date.
Does he record and then now we're just talking about a podcast on a podcast?
Fuck. He records pretty, like today. Yeah. Yeah. It's
live or no? Can't be.
I don't know.
Can't be.
I don't know. I don't know. What are we talking about? Metaphorically, I don't like when people correct me. I hate when people correct me. Shut up. It's actually, hey man, no, it's not. You know why? Because I didn't say it like that. That's why it's not happening. Don't correct me.
Close enough. If you get the context clues, then you're good enough.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I correct people too. So I don't
know. Do you?
Yeah.
When? How? Where? Why?
Sometimes on this pod, when you say a word that's not the right word.
But sometimes I am like very far off.
Yeah.
I'll be like, incrucibly. And you're like, what is that? I'm like, when Jesus got crucified?
Incrucibly? It's not too far off. I'll take that.
Incrucibly.
So God just left nails in his arm?
What?
So God just left him in his hand?
I'm lost.
This motherfucker can walk on water and he was just like, yeah, let's just leave him in. I understand the context.
He
wanted to. I get all of it.
He didn't
but,
want to.
Huh?
He didn't want to.
I think he wanted to.
He had to.
Whoa.
Because he loves us.
Can I say this though? By the way, everyone that's listening, that's Allie.
Hi.
Allie,
cut
very
her
funny
mic.
Comedian. What? Yeah. Actually, cut her mic. No. No, but now we're just talking about, that's why I love this pod. We're talking about Rogan, now all of a sudden we're talking about Jesus.
Same thing to some people. You.
Me.
Republicans.
Who's Republicans?
What? Are you?
What side, was Jesus Republican or Democrat?
Neither. No parties.
He's got a... Oh, he had one party.
He was against it.
He was against
what? I think you missed my joke. He had one party. It was a supper.
You should have said he had a last supper.
It was dinner.
Dude, do you think he sent out a party full for that? Thank you, Alex.
Do you think
people didn't get invited to that last supper and they're like, what the fuck? I thought we were boys.
No, he invites everybody, but only 12 chose to show up.
Yeah, like your birthday. Michael didn't go. Let's talk about it. Why didn't you go to Alex's birthday?
Michael didn't come to my party.
Yeah.
But he said going on the partiful.
I know.
You know what's even...
But this is the problem. When you fill out the partiful, you know what? When you fill out a partiful, it's very similar to when you're at a buffet and you're like, oh, I can do that. I can, but you're, and then you take it back to the table and then you start eating. You're like, fuck, dude, I took way too much food. In the moment you get a partiful, you're like, I fucking love to go. I'm definitely going. And then the day of, you fucking got a super migraine. Your dog's fat. you're trying to figure out dog fucking weight and you're on keto, you know? But when I filled out all that, I wasn't going through any of that.
I get that. For
you know
real.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, for you, real.
That's how tour dates work. Hey.
Thank you so much.
Hey, do you want to go from San Diego to West Virginia? And you're like, that routing makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but we have to start taking into account our future self when we're making decisions in the present. Am I Jesus Christ? My phone's going off. But you know what I mean? We have to start looking out for our future self. Go ahead, Allie.
Push through the discomfort the day of. Because you committed. That's crazy coming from you.
That is crazy coming from you.
Why?
You haven't caught a cock in like 6 months.
Who? Chickens?
Jesus.
Exactly, Alex!
Jesus.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm sorry. That was wild for no fucking reason.
No, I think it's good.
I think I missed it.
Missed it. Missed it.
What am I saying?
I went to your birthday. Everybody there, very Christian. Everybody prayed at dinner and nobody touched me. The fuck?
What, were there priests? Am I doing jokes?
Did you like
too
them?
Old for that? Yeah, great crowd, but like
great crowd. What is your fucking show?
Great crowd. It was a corporate gig, for being honest.
Great crowd.
They all prayed around a table.
That's beautiful.
But they didn't touch me. Everyone's arms touched their significant others, and then it got to me and all Linda. Nobody touched us.
Nobody touched me either.
But that's my choice. Celibacy.
Oh, hold on. No, so no one. You didn't lock hands.
Nobody held hands.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody held hands.
What? They were doing this. They were holding shoulders.
Really?
Holding shoulders would be a great Christian pod.
Let's start it.
Let's holding do it right shoulders.
Us three.
That's awesome.
Say we make this situation permanent.
Okay, what, now cut
what? What?
Oh, the trio.
Wait, why did I?
The trio.
Okay, so no one touched you?
No one. So big rectangle table. You know, mm-hmm. If you went, big rectangle table.
Fuck.
Everybody. Holding each other's shoulders in prayer. And why do you have to look down during prayer?
Well, you can't look up. It's weird.
Why?
Because you can't look directly at him.
Oh my gosh. In bed at night.
Whoa, yo, what? In bed at night?
In bed at night, I'll just look up and talk to him.
Eyes open or closed?
Open.
And back when you were kissing men, would you do eyes open or closed?
Closed, but I'll check in sometimes.
Sometimes like going for a kiss, my eye would be wide open.
Me too.
It's fun.
Well, you got to see where you're going.
You got to make sure you know who you're with.
But it's not fun. What? It's not fun. It's not fun if both people do it. Because then it's just odd as fuck.
Yeah,
but
I'm
not
actually cool.
What's that called when you kiss with your eyebrows, eyelashes?
Eskimo kisses. Butterfly kisses.
Do that with your eyes open. What's an Eskimo kiss?
I want to do that with our nose.
You sleep with the same woman?
No, you do with your nose.
I just think... our noses doing that would be, there should be a
well,
term
we probably shouldn't
for that.
Kiss because you're my assistant and I have a girlfriend, so this is crazy. So glad
yeah,
we
but
caught
if you guys
that in
did
1080p.
That, yeah, it's called a
I'm
forest
not
fire.
I'm saying to kiss.
No laugh.
I liked it.
Thank you.
But I'm saying, like, when my eyes are open to kiss, I feel like they're open, but like I'm looking down where the mouth
course.
Is.
Yeah,
I'm not looking in the eyes.
Yeah. But I'm on board with you where your eyes have to be a little open because you have to
you
have
gotta know
some
where you're
direction.
Going. You gotta know where you're going.
Because all of a sudden you're like, oh, whoa, there's your kneecap. You know, you could be real off.
Can miss.
And I
hit
have
a twin sister.
Correct. And I have a convergence inefficiency on my eyes.
You're just saying
stigmatism.
Shit.
Stigmatism.
No. What?
Stigmatism.
Did you know that convergence inefficificy? Insufficiency?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you didn't know.
You're talking calculus?
What do you have? You have convergent theory?
It's called I've said it before. It's called convergent inefficiency.
I feel like
you're
on some pick me shit right
disability?
Now. What?
No, no. I
feel like you were me in middle school being like, yeah, I'm colorblind.
I wish I had it. Dude, I had to go. I've what said this on the pod before. I had, like 2 years straight, I had to go to like eye therapy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because my
eye therapy. Yeah. Who made that? Tim Cook?
BetterHelp.
Wii therapy. Think about it.
Wii therapy. Who made that? Nintendo?
Yes.
Are we both doing jokes now?
I think
we
all work. Three of us are.
All three of us doing jokes. This is great.
We work. What a failed
you
company.
Guys needed a feminine touch on this thing. My mom's
I Michael know, needs a feminine touch.
A lot of jokes at once.
I know.
I said Michael needs a feminine touch. His girlfriend's been out of town for a month.
Over a month.
And I need a male touch in like 10 years once I'm married.
10 years is too long, though. That's cool. You have a jail sentence on. Never mind. That dang.
Thank you for respecting me.
God damn.
Michael Blaustein is going to be yelling jokes where I will tell you. Guys, March 11th, I will be in Palm Desert, California. Low tickets, low tickets. March 14th, I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Low tickets, low tickets. And then March 26th to the 28th, I'll be in Cleveland, also sold out. I love you. And then April 9th, we added a show in Spokane, Washington. Go get tickets. April 10th, I'll be in Seattle. Very low tickets there. April 11th, we added a show in Eugene. Tickets going quick. And then April 16th to the 18th, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio. May 8th, Vancouver. We added a show for you guys. Go get them. May 9th in Calgary. And then May 29th to the 31st, I'll be in Charlotte. New date, June 27th, Joliet, Illinois. And then September 17th to the 19th, I'll be in Denver. And then October 10th, guys, Wilbur, the second show is almost sold. So go get tickets. I love you guys. Goodbye, blockcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace, tell them where you're going to be, dude.
Guys, special taping March 13th and 14th. Third show added. I think the first two are sold out. Very few left for the third date. That is the last show I'll be doing in Arizona for quite some time. I'm so excited for this. Or fly in. We're filming this bitch. And, you know, maybe you'll see yourself on the tube in the background. And then very few remaining dates left. Red Bank, New Jersey. I honestly love that theater with all my heart. March 19th. March 20th. I think low tickets in Huntington, New York. Boston, we added a show March 22nd at the Wilbur. Pull up. And then, of course, this summer in Halifax, I am doing the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. That is a big one for me. So let's load that bitch up. I'll see you guys there. TrevorWallace.com. I love you all.
What's that?
It's literally my cock at the front door because I have Bluetooth Gold. Let me tell you what it is, okay? Bluetooth
has
dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship gold-plated energy. Bluetooth Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill? Grandpa? He passed away. All right. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is that 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. All right, we're talking two ingredients for the blood flow that keep that rock pumping. Mixed with amphotericin and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and your body. Listen, let me summarize it.
There you go.
You take some Blue Chew Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Within 15 minutes.
How many minutes?
You are 15.
Wow.
Rocked and roded.
It dissolves underneath your tongue, dude.
Yeah.
You don't gotta freaking chew it.
Halfway through a Family Guy episode, you're ready to go.
Buddy, elevation without that hesitation, okay? This is peak passion and peak performance in a single freaking tablet, okay? I'm sick of people acting like they don't need Blue Chew Gold. Oh, I'm 21. I don't really? What about round two, everyone? What about freaking round two? Where's my camera? What about round two, dude? That group chat's going off about your freaking performance because you did Blue Chew Gold, all right? None of you going natty. Who's going natty these days? It's 2026. Guys, make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com, okay? Dad! We got a special deal for our listeners, dude. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SOX. That is promo code SOX. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn. 10 years? But the thing is, you can meet a guy tomorrow and get married in a year, and then you're back to crack-a-lacking.
Well, we won't call it that.
We can call it Christ-a-lacking.
Hey.
Okay.
You know?
What would you call it? Getting nailed?
Ooh.
Jesus.
It's okay. I wouldn't
crucify that cootie.
No, that's disrespectful. We respect his sacrifice in reverence.
We do. Ooh, okay. Reverence. Now that is a band name.
Do people ever get kicked out of the church? Like, yeah. You know, at a comedy show, you're like, hey, let's talk, buddy. One more
drink. Actually, yes.
Really? Tell us.
There's been, we had security at our old building because it was on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh.
It was on Hollywood Boulevard.
And they're not welcoming to everybody. Wow.
No.
Wow.
Who did they kick out and what was their ethnicity, huh?
What's going on?
Have you not been talking into a mic this whole time?
No, she has, man. That mic's better.
And okay. Now I have two mics. Upgrade.
What is it, a Neil Brennan special?
I don't even know who that is.
Niche cut. I mean, thank you. Really niche cut, who that is. But pretty good. You don't know who Neil Brennan is?
No, who's that?
Stand-up comedian. He co-wrote The Chappelle Show.
I don't know.
What?
Who's your favorite stand-up comedian?
You, baby.
Take the baby off, and then we'll do it again.
The viewers love when I say that. They freak out in the comments. I'm just trying to help your socials.
Also, can we give did we give any context?
No. We don't know where Jack is. Jack's somewhere gooning in the corner to Roblox.
That's what I'm saying. Jack is in the, what would we call this? The other piece of the office? What is this called?
Common room?
The lobby? What is this called?
The
war room. Sipping Johnny Walker in the war room.
Oh, I don't man. Get it. People drinking in the war room is fucking crazy.
What is a war room?
It's the president and the fucking all the military people make decisions on bombing Afghan weddings, and the people are drinking. Is that what we're talking about, right? Alex, great.
I would love a tour of the White House, but like after dark. How come we haven't had a Latino president yet?
Next time.
I hope.
Kamala.
What's all these white dudes doing in office? Get a fucking Latino in there.
Let's go. What is we move this podcast to Portland? What's happening?
Yes. The Blanco House.
Let's go. Taco Tuesdays, bitch.
Casa.
Casa?
Is house in Spanish.
Blanco Casa? That literally sounds
casa
like a place.
Casa Blanco.
This sounds
that's
like a place
a tequila.
That somebody
that's
would
a tequila.
Do. You know what's funny about this? Go ahead.
I'm done.
I just saw somebody was explaining the what's going on in the world right now with the war that we're on. But they were doing it in a get ready with me fashion. I'm like, is this the future?
Yeah.
That's how you get people to listen.
The only way.
Okay, first of all, why aren't teachers doing get ready with me while they're teaching lectures?
Then because they're too busy fucking the students.
But I learned about what's going on in the world. You learned from Joe Rogan.
I know.
I learned from a girl being like, get ready with me to tell you why we might be in a World War III. And like she's doing her like eyes and she's doing her like and everything. And I'm watching. Why aren't teachers doing that?
I mean, here's the truth.
My girlfriend needs to do that to me when she tells me about her day. Get ready with me to tell you about how I got ready today.
You know what I need? Get ready with me and I'll tell you why I'm mad at you.
Why isn't the president addressing the United Nations doing get ready with me?
Does the president even talk to the United Nations? Did you see the Melania talk to the United Nations? I mean, just bombing.
Really?
Not, hopefully not real.
Uh-oh.
Lee.
Which one's the daughter? Which one's the wife?
Melania.
Who gives a shit? I crack both. How old's the daughter?
No, I think, yeah. You can. You shouldn't, but you can.
Shouldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
What a crazy person to date because the fact of like, you know, some people are like, you don't fuck with my daughter. You know, I'm 6'3 and I'm from Missouri. Imagine fucking up and her dad's a president.
You're dead. You're you
drone
have,
strike.
Buddy, you, drone strike.
Get her home by 7. You're like, buddy, I'll get her home at 6:53.
You have a bag over your head. You're in Venezuela. They're waterboarding you. And you're like, what did I do? You made my daughter cry once. Dead. Goodbye. Grenade in your ass. Kaboom.
Isn't that funny?
Grenade in your ass?
No, well, that too, but like, there's certain, like, I don't think Travis Kelce can break up with Taylor Swift because of
no,
the power behind it.
Can't.
Same thing if you're dating somebody who's super, super famous, their daughter.
You can't.
Travis Kelce is like, we're doing this forever. She has to leave him, but even if she leaves him, she has to put out like a PR statement and be like, I'm lesbian.
Well, I'd like to say this. She's going to because that album after that is going to be bonkers.
Yeah.
So she's at some point going to break up with him on purpose. I already told you this movie idea I had, right? That some star, I haven't told you, obviously, Ellie, but I have this idea where there's going to be a star singer who's like on the younger side, like 22, 23, has heartbreak, going through, puts out a fucking great album, then falls in love with the dude. Then she can't create art because she's too in love.
So the record
people behind her and her manager.
Hello, A24, we got one.
Break up. So they break up them, right? And then she's so heartbroken that she writes another fucking great album because she's so heartbroken. Then she finds out during the tour that the fucking team she had behind her actually broke them up. Bam, suck my dick. Someone call Warner Brothers.
I think I've seen that movie.
You have not seen it because I just pitched it.
The Notebook?
Disney Channel.
Disney Channel. You're just saying the Disney so Channel. Good.
Do you know the name of the was
that,
it already
that
done?
Can't be a thing.
What can?
That can't be out yet.
No, it just feels familiar. It's a tale as old as time.
But sometimes, not you really. Know, when a joke comes to you so good, you're like, this is just such a good, and it's just the gift.
Yep. Make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to cast like the
No. I don't want to do anything.
I don't know.
But what I'm doing right now, the fact that a movie needs to be made, it's like, I have an idea. Cool. Do you want to be done with it in 2031? No,
hey,
I'm okay.
I hope you're available for the next 7 years.
I'm good. I don't like my jokes past 3 months. Can you imagine liking an idea for 5 years? Fuck you. I'll sell it to you for an Escalade and a fucking... Never mind.
What are you about to say?
I don't even fucking know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. What were we talking about? What were we all talking about before as a group? Before
movie
I
ideas.
Pitch my idea for no reason.
I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. What were we talking about?
You were going to introduce me.
You're right.
Yeah, I think
we're
going to get to the sketch episode yet.
It keeps getting
I think we're probably going to the sketch episode.
Yeah, we definitely. I think we have. That's enough riffing. We'll get right to the sketch.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Here's what Ali Arasi helps me a lot with work. She does stand up. Why don't you introduce yourself? What are you're a leap year baby?
I am. I'm 6 years old. 6.5.
I'm sorry, what?
I was born on leap day, Michael.
Do you know what this is?
So
February 29th. It only happens every 4 years. Correct?
But yeah. But I'm confused with why you're 6.5 years old.
Because she's only had 6 February 29ths in her life.
Guys, I graduated college. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Leap
you
know, day?
You
have You've to. Never heard of leap day?
You don't know?
I've heard of
she
leap
was
day,
born
but
on February
29th. Even tried to digest it.
She was born on February 29th, but they only have February 29th every 4 years. So she's only celebrated that.
Yo!
Yeah.
Minor.
Hold on.
Call any of your ex-boyfriends, say jail.
I would if they weren't blocked.
Hey, you'd be like a golden eagle on that island.
I have a question. So on Black History Month, sometimes there's even less days?
Oh my.
No, more.
Sometimes
there's also more. Women's Month as well.
Hold on. February
shortest month.
Women's Month and Black History Month?
No, I think Women's Month is March now.
They moved it? Women need to stick with their plans.
Moved it? What are they, lesbians?
I don't think we planned it.
We didn't plan anything. That's why this life is so chaotic.
There are no plans. But yeah, she's only had her birthday like 6 times.
Yeah. When I'm 28, I'll be 7.
What? This is so weird.
Leonardo DiCaprio, somewhere watching. Keep going.
Yeah.
So wait, when do you celebrate? You celebrate on the 1st or the 28th? Or are you double dipping?
I'm double dipping a little.
And what sign is that? Complicated?
Yield.
It's technically Pisces, although I do not subscribe to such astrology.
It's not a Patreon. You just go with what you got, right? What do you mean? What do you mean you don't subscribe?
I just don't believe in astrology. Oh, I get it.
But when do you celebrate?
The 1st, usually. Because I've never been born on the 28th.
But you've never been born on the 1st either.
But I'm born the day.
Oh, I understand.
I'm born the day after the 28th.
That's great.
Trevor came to my birthday party.
I did.
Even though he had been traveling. This is not a dig at you, Michael.
Seems like a very big deal.
Yeah,
flew to Vegas, did a corporate gig, woke up at 8 a.m. the next morning, did 2 shows Friday, did 2 shows Saturday, drove down from San Diego, made it there. But it's not a dig.
It's not a dig at all.
Everybody there was copy-paste the same person.
That's not true.
What the heck? Yes, it is.
They were all different and cool and artsy and
they
kind.
Looked like if they had those homies dolls from the church. Wow. That deafening of silence?
I don't know what you're talking about. That's an old reference.
I like that.
Homie
and
dolls?
Everybody there looked like they could be on a brochure for a college.
So attractive and kind.
For Viola?
I don't think he's not shitting on your friends. He's just saying that.
No, I am. They all look the same.
Oh, okay.
These...
And you blended right in, mind you.
Oh, shit.
Mind you or mind you?
Mind you. Dude, so where did you find all these friends? The church?
They're all from church, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were the most normal people I think I've ever seen in LA. Like, they were like, and how was your day? I'm like, hold on.
My day? I'm not going to post you on a story.
It did feel very like the most like normal people I've ever seen.
Yeah,
This is my wife. I'm like, wife? And you live here?
You're 19.
Los Angeles? In leap years. So wait, when you're a senior citizen, what? You'll be 21?
Oh, yeah. Ready to drink, ready to party. Not a moment soon.
The fact that we haven't cut our mic yet is crazy.
I think it's off.
what the whole
two off mics.
That'd be awesome. No, we should do a dating segment on the show for you where people write in and pitch themselves for you.
That'd be great.
In like 10-second videos.
Although my standards are high.
So that's okay. Your standards are gonna be high. Oh, but also we haven't like.
What are your requirements? And we'll see if people start coming in.
Okay. Hi, I'm Allie. I would like you to be. I need you to be.
Your standards are so high, you don't even know what they are. Contestant. Yeah. Well, what is your ideal Stiff Socks listener contestant / husband?
Well, honestly, and this is no disrespect, but I don't know if they're listening to this.
Because they're watching it.
So let me ask you this. So you don't believe in forgiveness?
Of course
you
I
don't,
do.
So you don't believe in people changing?
I do. You so, know I do.
You don't okay. think there's any Christian men or women, we don't know yet, that listen to this podcast that wouldn't be a good candidate?
I'm going to be honest. I think of all people, I think that people that follow God's law would be more up to follow this pod because it gives them a little respite from their own life. So there might be more Christian people that are listening that fit your categories more than you think.
You know what? It was judgmental of me to say something.
It was judgmental, and Jesus wouldn't do that.
I didn't mean it judgmentally.
Describe the average listener that you think of Stiff Socks.
This is great. Mm-hmm. This is
I've met them.
Go ahead, describe. Okay. What you think encapsulates the Stiff Socks viewer / listener?
In two words, January 6th. Then what else?
White.
Oh.
Wow. Really?
They've all been white.
Been?
When I've met them.
Okay.
I for context, I sell merch for Trevor on the road, and some of you fans, hey, how are you? How you doing? Have come up to me, and I've met some of you.
If this comes out tomorrow, then there might be some people in Denver.
Yeah, maybe I heard you. Sell a little more. You'll sell a little more.
Girl, sell yourself a little more. Talk about your standards. Lower them, bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, my standards. Yes. I would like someone funny.
Great.
Just as funny as you boys.
Well, impossible.
Let me tell you something. Funny, great. It also comes with a lot of issues.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yep. Depression's cool. You know?
BetterHelp.com. Plug that.
That's why it's the duo of I want someone hilarious who also knows Jesus and loves Jesus. That's the number one.
So you say funny. Funnier than you, same level as you, or somebody who laughs at your jokes?
I want someone funnier than me who also laughs at my jokes.
You're
asking for a lot.
You're asking for a crowd.
Yeah. There's like one person that fits as like fucking Nate Bargatze. And that's like, I think it.
He'll do.
Damn, he's already married.
I don't know him.
You don't know him? All right.
Doesn't matter.
Personally.
Okay, well, no, that I think...
So funny, okay. Funnier than you.
I like black hair, light eyes, tattooed. Skater vibe.
That's the thing. Her type... No, it's not. You're like, oh, yeah, the people that listen to this podcast aren't equipped for this. Like, yeah, what is this, fresh in the fit? No, like, the guys you're explaining probably listen to this. Frail tattoos, little skater hair.
Yeah, a little anemic.
You want a version of you.
Ah. With Excuse a nose me? Job.
With no job or a nose job?
Nose job.
Mm.
What about a job? What type of job would you...
Yeah. I want a creative. I don't care about money at all.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
I don't. That's never been...
So let me ask you this. So when you're four kids deep and you can't pay your rent and one kid has to go milkless, you think you're going to be okay then? No, you want someone to provide for you. And I'm not saying you can't provide for yourself, but it is nice to have an equal provider.
It would be cool, but it's not like the... I'll only date somebody rich.
Right now, it's my point.
Somebody that has dreams.
I care more.
Dreams
about,
are good.
I want like a creative person.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if he's like, my dream is to be a cartoonist?
I don't love animation.
But that's creative.
That is creative.
Yeah, we're setting a lot of boundaries here.
There's a lot of boundaries.
It's just I'm saying my ideals.
Can your preferences.
I say the only boundary is I would like someone of faith. That's the only thing.
Well, you said listed like nine things before, like as well.
Funny, as faithful.
Those were preferences.
Oh, but you're willing to bend but on those, but it has to be a follower of Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go through a list. Funny,
they don't
faithful,
have to be now.
Not fat.
Great.
Funny, faithful, not fat. I never said that.
Yes, you did.
That rhymes.
You, yeah, it's the list of F's.
Funny, faithful.
You said like.
Yeah. Oh, I just like a Timothée Chalamet vibe.
But you're willing to move. You're willing to move if the
and
if
I
the
per- have.
Excuse me?
I have.
Oh, you have. I understand. Some of your last boyfriends weren't like frail and
I've never really
hungry.
Dated my type.
Mm. Okay.
Except for once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Rest in peace.
He's dead. I think this is what I was just like, saying, then we can move on to sketch. I think that you have a lot of preferences. Because you have a lot of fear in finding the ones who set up a lot of boundaries for things that you need. And then you're like, that person's a checkbox, that person's a checkbox. And then you're just left to your own devices.
No, I'm just dreaming.
No, you're awake. Those are the jokes. Did we do it?
Yep.
Well, write in if you think you're a good candidate. Send a 10-second video to the Stiff Socks Instagram, Stiff Socks Pod on Instagram. And
we could review them.
Yeah.
We'll review them for you.
No, this is fun. Guys, please do that. That'd be so fun.
10-second intro, why you're the perfect man. Or woman.
Or woman, yeah.
No, thank you, but we could be friends.
Okay.
Or woman.
All right, ladies and gents, that is Allie. Guys, thank you so much. And very special guest, obviously, we said it in the beginning, on to Mr. Sketch.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Shopify. Starting something new isn't just hard, it's terrifying. Okay, so much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out. And it can be hard to make that leap of faith. Trust me, we know. When we started this podcast, all right, I wasn't even sure what I was doing, okay? What if no one listens? What if we make a fool of ourselves, all right? What if no one buys our freaking products? Now, I know we were right in believing in ourselves and launching our podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Cha-ching.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Skims and Allbirds and, dude, just freaking everyone, including us.
Yes.
Listen, what I love about them, they also, it's like you have your own employee. It's honestly awesome. Not only do they have 24/7 award-winning help that they can share their advice on, they also have AI that helps you with like product descriptions and like what you should write for product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography.
Tackle all these important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. No need to save multiple websites, try to figure out what platform is hosting, the tools that you need. Everything is all in one place, making your life easier and your business operations smoother. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/socks. Go to shopify.com/socks. That's shopify.com/socks.
Goddamn.
What's your favorite song?
I've been playing a lot of Shoreline Mafia recently, you know, just...
Really?
Just rapping, dude.
It's that shit just from living in California.
Yeah, what about you?
A little bit of everything. Sometimes just don't listen to music. In the car, I don't listen to music too often.
Really?
I don't either.
I just like kind of chill.
I chill just, or go podcast.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Chill or podcast.
What's your pod you listen to besides Stiff Socks?
I don't like listen to too many podcasts, but like maybe like Bad Friends sometimes.
Bad Friends is good. Good
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Friends is a show.
Theo Vaughn sometimes.
Great. Theo's great.
So you drive around, you don't listen to any music?
Not really.
Just thoughts?
Just thoughts and vibes.
And is that when you're
there's not a lot of thoughts.
People.
It's usually brain cooling down. And then I forget to turn on music the whole time.
I feel that. It's like when you're driving back and you're just listening to Spanish radio the whole time.
Well, there's I found out there's no speakers on a fucking Vespa. So.
Oh shit.
Zero speakers.
I'll just listen to the wind.
Dude, you gotta like put an AirPod in or something.
I do. I have a AirPod. I have a helmet that comes with it.
It's got Bluetooth in that bitch?
No, but I taped a phone to the top of it. So I could see
Oh. Gotcha.
I need music on it. You need like a JBL speaker or something like that.
Yeah, you gotta, it's like that Drewski sketch, like with the old heads, where they have like blasting music. Like, you should put like insane JBLs on it.
That's what I should do.
You should put like the big, that's what you should do tomorrow for the vlog, for the video, for the stream. Holy shit. You should put the biggest speakers you can on it.
And just blast
56 Nights by Future and just drive around with that.
Yeah.
I would. Can you put rims on it too?
Rims?
I want you to put rims on it.
I will put some 22s on that thing.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Underglow. I'll put some 22s on it.
Bro, you should hit up the people who did Pimp My Ride, West Coast Customs, and see if they... Yeah.
Get a fish tank on the back of your Vespa.
That is actually pretty much all they did was just put fish tanks in.
Fish tanks, and they're like, fuck it, here's a TV screen where your window shield is.
It's like when they used to do MTV Cribs and go like everyone's house, they'd be like, I have 20 things of pizza rolls.
And that was every like
the
guy,
coolest thing that they could have.
Right. Every guy couldn't wait to say, this is where the magic happens. And then they'd show the room where he comes in 2 minutes.
It's where they show the room that's rented. Is also really funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm renting a house if I'm on Cribs.
Do you, of course. Do you rent
or own? I own.
But I rent. I rent as well.
I'm not sure where I want to live forever.
Let's walk on that moment for a second. What did you say?
You don't know where you want to live forever. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I,
where?
No, not where.
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know if I'm going to live forever.
No. Well, I don't know.
Oh, you thought he was suicidal?
I thought he said, I don't know if I'm going to live forever. No. Which, here's the thing, we're not going to live forever. Isn't that hilarious?
That's exactly what the Vespa thought process is. We're leasing
life. We are leasing life.
Okay. Life is a lease.
Life is a lease.
Time is borrowed.
Yeah. Time is a currency.
John 3:16. That is type shit. But, yeah, I don't know. I bought a place because I was paying rent. And I'm a Jewish man, so it's hard for me to like comprehend like just giving money and then at the end you don't get anything back. Yeah, half.
You look like more. Are you Irish?
No,
you're not Irish.
I not that I know of.
You look like someone I see like St. Paddy's Day.
My dad. It's like Welsh and Russian.
Really?
Yeah, dad's Christian, mom's Jewish, but I don't think I look like either of them.
Understandable.
Might be adopted. Don't really know. What's your background?
A little bit of Hispanic, a little bit of
Latino.
Español.
Hey,
do you speak it fluently, sir?
El sketch.
El sketch. Yo puedo ir al baño.
You used to do a Taco Bell commercial right there.
Where
no,
is
I just
the
put it in order though.
Mm.
Did you?
Yes.
De donde?
No, I said where's the restaurant? Donde? We means where, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
So right. You're a little Spanish. Little Spanish, what else?
I don't remember the other half. I think it's French. It's something white.
She's like, I didn't ask.
It's something white. I just know, like, I mean, like my skin color is like.
There's some ink on there? What's the ink on your hand?
Is that from the Vespa?
Your other hand.
Yeah, that is from your
right
hand.
This is from
I was playing with, like, playing with markers earlier.
Oh, we had a macaroni grill?
Have I been there?
Yeah, they give you markers to draw.
That is sick. Now yeah. I need to go there. No, I went to David Buster's, which is actually...
It's one of my favorite spots. I fucking love a David Buster's.
You went to a David Buster's and bought a Vespa in one day?
We're just living life right now.
You're a big kid, bro.
Yo, that's awesome. What time you get up? Shit.
Nine?
Nine's pretty early.
That's earlier than me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. What time you go to sleep, though?
Like three or something?
Yeah, well, technically you went to bed at 1 and woke up at 11.
How?
Because you're on Austin time, aren't you?
Kind of. I just don't really sleep that often.
Why? You have like nightmares and stuff?
I smoked again for the other day. And I started having nightmares as soon as I did.
Off the weed?
Off the weed.
I can't smoke weed. Weed doesn't put me to sleep. Weed just makes my brain go blah, and then I just
it's because you off exactly. The sativa. You got to get the indica.
You and smoke?
Then, sometimes, not as much. I used to smoke every night, but not as much anymore.
Makes you less productive?
I hate the fog in the morning, you know? But like, yeah. I feel creative. I'll have like a podcast with myself. This shit's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I love the creativity aspect of it, but.
There's definitely a lot of brain fog that comes with smoking.
Yeah, the next morning, I just feel dumb. I feel like I'm like still loading.
I get that a lot.
Like, you know when you get, like, a dead leg? I feel like that's in my brain.
And it'll last a lot longer once you realize, if you quit for a little bit and then you do it, then you realize how much the lag over is.
You got to build your tolerance back up, which I ain't doing all that.
Life's too short.
So
life's too
saying.
Short. Do you ever thought about contacts?
Yes. My exam comes soon.
Oh, shit. That's a big
part
day.
Of content, though.
Oh, really? The eyes?
I got to do everything on camera now. We got to make the money back from the Vespa.
Wait, can I see you without glasses real quick? Holy shit. I
can't. You're fucking hot either way, dude.
Is that Sketch?
You're welcome.
Does it look good?
You should get like a brand new with like Lens Crafters.
Well, please. Lens Crafters. That would be sick. We've tried that one. I'm just kidding. We haven't tried that one.
Do you notice
these
that a lot?
CVS.
What the fuck? TurboTax, CVS, Vespa. You're still doing great financially, right?
There's
even
money,
better than ever, right?
There's enough money to live.
That's great.
That's all you need, man.
Do
you
even notice, day to time.
Do you ever notice that more kids now just got the meta shit and they just come up to you already recording?
Yes, I've had that.
That shit happens all the time.
All the time.
And they act like you don't know. Are you recording right now?
He did that to you like 3 times a day so far.
Wait, really? But you were doing it? But why were you doing it? The cameraman using his own camera? You got a camera in your hands.
He's a dirty old fella.
And what were you trying to get? Just clip farming him? Trying to get him to say something? But like kids will come up to me and just already see it blinking. I'm like, buddy, I know.
He likes to go through TSA and he leaves his computer in his bag on purpose. And then he records what happens.
Oh, you trying to get like a viral moment?
Yes.
I have a joke about it. One time I walked through the security and they told me to go back and walk how I normally walk. And I was like, that's how I, why the fuck do you know how I walk?
Also, why would that affect anything?
God damn.
This next ad is brought to you by Cash App. Michael Blossom, do you use Cash App?
As a matter of fact, I do, dude. I use it every single meet and greet and merch when I'm on the road. Sure it has do. Saved me multiple times. I used to use the other guys, gross, that are a blue logo. And there's just so many just faulty operations. I don't like it. Okay, that's why Cash App is easy. All right, and is your debit card boring? Yeah. Okay, yeah. What would you draw on your Cash App card personalization feature? What would you draw on there, Trev?
You.
Honestly, kiss me right now.
I will.
Turn every
next.
Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. And Mr. Wallace, Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with Cash App Card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, hiring borrower limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now.
For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App at Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
God damn.
Yeah, sorry. You have a scanner. Oh, sorry. There's an RPG in my pants.
At one time I was in JFK and we went through security to go. They were walking through when I'm with them. And he's, for people that can't see, darker Hispanic.
frame me out when he said that.
Do you know who he is? And I was like, yeah. They go, watch your stuff. I was like, what?
They said watch your stuff to him?
Watch his stuff. Like, watch his stuff for him while they went and did security check.
Would they pat you down or something? Yeah. And but were you recording for that?
Did they?
People shit all the whole, that's like the.
Oh, yeah. They say if you see something.
Shit in there.
They're all about see something, say something. Fuck no.
They were just like.
This is not my job.
Keep an eye on it for me.
Did they find anything?
No.
It took you a long time.
All right. Wait, micromanaging, man. He's recording out of the medical office. He's reading chat. Right. He's filming the fucking show.
He's got a lot going on.
All right, so you're like off. You're off the weed ish. Are you drinking or no?
Drinking, yes. Trying to slow down.
Off the sauce.
Today we didn't drink though.
It's good.
That's big for a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We're going to Catalina tomorrow, so maybe
Catalina
Island.
Great place to get the wine mixer going. You're also rapping. You're in the studio. Are we?
Oh yeah. What's up with this?
Shipping, not virgin NyQuil. Are we off the H-Town lean?
We have a little bit of Texas tea every now and then.
Hey, come on now. Come on now. I think that's how you do the chopped and screwed version. You just take a little bit of Texas tea.
I did it once or twice.
I think you have to just to say you're a rapper.
Walk me through what that feeling is, because I have no idea.
Of slow.
Yeah.
You feel slow, very much. It's not the best thing in the world.
Oh,
does
really?
It, does it help
fun?
You creatively at
it's
all?
It's not that... it can slow down your thought process. So if you're thinking like,
yeah, like you ever heard like slower... Mike Jones back in the day, like yes. Slim Thug,
right? So everything's just like in slow motion.
It can give you like a different voice too.
Oh,
damn!
Like sultrier,
more like deeper. When you're like, yeah, your voice probably deepens because you're like,
yeah,
tongue's a little tongue tied, I guess. Listen, I do not do Percocets or anything like that.
Yeah. It's hard to do perks and have a Vespa.
That's true.
And if you are, maybe you're doing something right with life.
I think it's kind of hard to be on lean and be on a Vespa.
That's why
personally.
I haven't done that one. Only I did one time in a booth. And it was with a fellow rapper, and it was okay. It was
awesome. Well, you're also
crossed it off the list. It was like ayahuasca for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you also, are you from Houston?
Yeah.
That's a Houston thing.
It's a Houston thing.
It's an H-Town thing. I was just in the Houston airport. About three employees there were probably off promethazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's just yelling Paul Wall. And I'm like, why?
Because Paul Wall isn't the Houston legend.
I know.
You got grills from Johnny Dang?
I want some. Johnny Dang, come on. Listen. He would shout out, please, Johnny.
He would absolutely do it.
Grill, please.
Dude, shoot him a DM.
I have shot him a DM. He just wants to play golf.
Fuck. I don't want golf. I want grills, god damn it.
Yes, please.
All right, so where are you at with... I feel like streaming just really went up and so fast with like Clav, and he's just... Everyone's mogging and maxing. What the fuck's even going on? I sound so old even saying that, but...
Like, what do you think? Like,
Dude, I just feel like... Are these Clippers, like, is... Kick just paying like thousands and thousands of dollars for clips.
Kick pays a lot of people for clipping, but I think he's just been pretty active in the IRL scene, and then
yeah,
had I feel some like, bad viral moments, but it was like he's done better.
Yeah,
recently.
Not some great ones, but I feel like I open reels and it's just clav, 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 and I'm like,
I think he's funny. Sometimes
I don't agree with all the words in his dictionary, but it's captivating to watch, but is Kick just like pumping out Clippers? Because I'm like, this kid spawned out of nowhere, and everybody's just.
Yeah, they pay Clippers, but I'm pretty sure Kick is like the marketing arm for just a gambling company.
Really?
They put a lot of money behind. That's how all those deals are kind of structured behind gambling. I think.
Walk me through that.
I think Stake owns like the majority of Kick. I could be wrong, but I think.
And Stake's the Drake one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why Drake streams on Kick.
Oh.
That's why like all the people that gamble stream on Kick.
What would you say to somebody who wants to start streaming? Do you feel like it's someone like, because like do you have to commit to it for dedicated hours every week and it's like set schedule, or are you just kind of like on whenever you're on?
I do on whenever I'm on, but like if you want to you got to go do TikTok live. Then people start clipping you, and then that's how you do it without having to like just immediately start paying for it.
Were you clipping your shit yourself in the beginning, or people were just clipping you?
I would make stuff on my own account, but like I didn't have like a fan page of myself or anything like that. Like I didn't have like a clipping page. I would just make TikToks, and then I'd post like some that were edited.
Was there one or two that went off that put you on the map, or was it kind of just like a?
There was one that
I mean, this one, right?
What's up, brother? Was like an accident. I was waiting for Jinxie, or Jinxie was waiting on me, and I was high, and so I just ripped the bong, and he's like, "Where are you?" And I was like, "What's up, brother?"
That's great.
I read it. That just down it, in Fortnite.
Early days of you and Jinxie just reminds me of just early COD days of Xbox Live.
That's my boy. We like to. That's probably one of my favorite people I've ever met.
He's great, man. I just feel like it's like watching you guys play on there. It's literally just reminds me of being like during the pandemic, because I haven't played Xbox Live in so long since like high school. And then I got Xbox Live during the pandemic and people are still just as racist. And honestly, like it like made me feel happy for the gamer community that I'm like, they're still keeping it going.
It's definitely bouncing back. The Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 era of gaming is kind of coming back.
But I thought, I was like, there's no way that people are still going to be like Xbox Live how it used to be back in the day. And then I got on and like a girl said something. Some guy's like, I know that's not a fucking girl talking. I was like, just wanted to applaud and be like, hey, you didn't let it down, Xbox Live.
They'll slur it up on our creators, that's for sure. You get down by the wrong person, you might get some hate speech.
Really?
it's the open world, open mic games. Rust? Oh. If you're a streamer, I'll give you 15 minutes before you catch the N-word.
15?
15?
15.
That's pretty good.
And how many viewers do you have to have before you catch that?
I think like 20.
Okay.
You have 20 viewers.
Dude, I went on Omegle like recently on tour, just like with the whole group, just fucking around. It's still the same thing. It's white dudes jacking off and white dudes saying words that Papa John said. Like this guy literally hops on, sees us, just hits us with it right away. And then doubles down. He says his name, his address, and then says a word white people can't say multiple times.
And this was on a show?
This was on Omegle. They were like chat roulette.
Damn.
Yeah, they like that side of the internet never stopped. And then we kept tapping around, white dude jerking off.
Well done.
Big hog. What?
Was it good?
Narrow. It was weird. It had a weird... I think he might have been French.
That's weird. Well, it was probably awesome, you know?
Yeah, I think he was French or some shit, but...
God damn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Ultra. Ever woken up in the morning and immediately needed a nicotine pouch and or a cup of coffee just to feel like a human? How many pouches, cup of coffees, and or energy drinks did you need per day to stop yourself from crashing or even from feeling nicotine withdrawals? Question, and the answer is yes, dude, every freaking day of my freaking life since I was 18. That is why I have jumped into using Ultra pouches. All right, these pouches are completely nicotine free and caffeine free. All right, and you're probably thinking, okay, if they don't have caffeine or nicotine in them, what exactly is in them? Great question, Michael. I'll answer that again. Ultra partnered with leading neuroscientists to design these pouches. All right, they are clinically proven nootropics and adaptogens to deliver immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts 1 to 2 hours. All right, more specifically, they use alpha GPC and vitamins B and 12 L-theanine. And ladies and gents, these are truly clean, plant-powered pouches designed to sharpen your mind and lift your energy, all without caffeine and nicotine or a crash. All right, I have been using them for a while now, and I can't even recommend them more, dude. It's just smooth energy. It gives my mood a freaking balance, okay? Calm, steady, flow state, focused, all right? I love putting these in before a little freaking edit session, even before I do some shows. They just make me feel hyped, but just like smooth hype, dude. It's incredible. So Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code SOCKS. Get 15% off at takeultra.com. That is takeultra.com for 15% off with code SOCKS. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Boom! Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
God damn.
What if that made a difference?
I don't know. I feel like French people
wear
like
a soccer jersey or something.
More like a baguette type dick, you know?
Longer but thinner. Yeah, a bunch of carbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncircumcised. That's
but
sure.
That side of the internet, I feel like, hasn't changed. That's why I feel like watching you and Jinxie is so fun, because it's just like, it feels like you're just watching two kids play Xbox Live from back in the day.
Yeah, we pretty much just have fun together. Stream is pretty easy. We just try to have as much fun as possible.
What's the most random thing you've done streaming?
I don't know, like buying a Vespa is pretty random, but what's the most random thing we've done? Oh, I thought I got a job at Pink Dot the day before. So I showed up there. I didn't have a job. And then I went to Dobrik's and tried to get a job there.
How did you think you had a job at Pink Dot?
I talked to the dude like 2 months ago and he's like, you ever want to work here, just show up. And I showed up with Zach Justice.
Yeah.
I told him we have a job today, and we didn't have a job.
Was it the same guy?
No, that was the part.
Yeah,
that I fucked up
on. That fucks your plan up.
And okay.
Then we went to Dough Rex and started slinging dough around, and then we spent $600 just to sell 4 pieces of pizza.
Wait, why'd you spend $600?
Because we were trying to prove a point that we could sell shit, so we bought a bunch of merch. We're like going like, if you buy 2, we'll give, and then we're like, you know what, we'll buy your pizza for you.
Yeah.
And then we counted those as sales.
You bought merch and then try to sell Dobrik's merch out front of the pizza shop?
Mm-hmm. We were trying to lure people in.
Yeah, they were flipping.
It was the ladies just kept walking even faster past us.
Yeah, it's that Zach Justice, you know, that stare at his guy. They're like,
he's wearing all black too, middle of the night. Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nighttime. He looks like a
security guard for vapes.
Nighttime on Sunset's fucking terrible. It's terrifying.
Should I be...
No, I love Zach Justice. He's a great man. I was thinking, like, streaming wise, like, is like what's the most like random like game you've streamed or something? Like, have you ever
what's
just
a random game I've streamed?
Like Worms of Armageddon.
I've never played that one before.
You know that? Worms of Armageddon? Did I just age myself? That shit is hard. I used to play shit. Just type in Worms of Armageddon for Google.
Worms of Armageddon.
Bro, it's a heater. Anybody listening?
I used to play a lot of VR poker.
And some VR what else? Worms of Armageddon. Dude, I can't even talk right now.
Right,
what is this? Oh, Game Grumps.
Oh, what is this?
Here, dude? Keep going around.
What the hell am I looking at?
This might be some shit where like I thought I played it growing up. I don't know if I did. No, I definitely did. I don't know.
Honestly, what it is. This looks fun.
Worms of Armageddon.
This shit's like OG, like heater shit, but.
This looks OG.
It's cool. It's like E-Bombs World type era. I don't know what the game even was, but like.
I don't know what it is either,
I had that memory.
It's one of those games that you play like Crash Bandicoot and you just remember it forever.
Yeah. I love that.
That is a goated game.
You ever stream Oregon Trail?
No.
We streamed it recently. You die so quick. I forgot
is
how.
Is it hard?
It's low key. Well, you don't have any like choice. You're like, hey, you're like, grandma got dysentery. Like, what the fuck did she do? Like, everyone just dies.
Yeah, it's all chance. It's not like, skill in it.
Oh, it's like a storytelling game almost?
It's like a virtual ass board game. Like, you like stop at a store and it'll be like, here's 1,000 shillings. How do you want to spend it? On food or cattle? And then if you buy cattle, they're like, you ran out of food. If you buy food, they're like, you ran out of cattle. Like vice versa.
That makes sense.
It's like when you were a kid and you played it, I remember it would be like, oh, this is
it's actually boring as fuck.
It is.
Now that I think
it
about
is. It is. But I'm saying when you were a kid, you're like, oh my God, this is incredible. And then you played as an adult, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Well, now we got like GTA 6 coming out. So it's like, that's what you're competing with.
Yeah. It's also VR porn and everything else. It's like, what is
this? There's a lot of new stuff, a lot of new age.
Yes, yeah, so I guess
like Grok. Grok is everywhere now.
The AI and Teslas. Or Twitter?
Twitter.
X?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a video where people are just tricking it into saying, they're just bullying AI. I'm like, this is not going to end well.
Picture yourself and they'll be like, put Trevor Wallace in a thong.
Can you do that?
They can.
Please don't do that right now, Jack. Please do not do that right now. Is that like the one AI that doesn't, because sometimes you'll type something and it'll be like, oh, we can't do this or something.
Sometimes I think they do that. I've never tried undressing someone on Twitter.
Sir,
is this true?
I might have a burner. I'm not just kidding.
You got a burner?
No, I'm not Kevin Durant.
There are websites now where you can put in any girl you want, like say on your phone, and you can pay money to have it undress them, and then,
bro,
like, it puts it into an AI. Like,
that the fuck is wrong with you?
That's goon maxing.
Yeah. What is wrong with you, bro? What is the website? What is the link? What the fuck is wrong with you? But like, yo, send me that shit. But like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Might have to sign up.
Yeah, but there's AI everything and all that shit. But knowing that it's AI, that like takes the like hotness out of it.
I don't like when AI tells
you
that,
to a Simpson.
They can't help me. Like, fuck,
what do you mean?
Like,
what are you typing in?
Cousin fucking? No, I have this. No, I'm being serious. I have this fucking incest joke. And I was typing it in and being like, for this incest joke, I need a list of a very specific thing. And it was like,
family members?
Honestly, forget. But it told me, it's like, since this idea is about incest, I can't help you. And I was like, it's for a joke. And it was like, no, we can't help you. Fuck you. You're a computer.
They drew
I paid
the line.
For you.
Yeah.
If I want to talk about incest, fuck you.
They're trying to stop the spread of incest in America.
Fire away. Fire away. What was the joke?
I'm not doing stand-up here.
What was the premise? Or what, like, what was the list
where,
you needed?
Where were you trying to go with that one?
No, dude. The premise is it should be frowned upon, but it shouldn't be illegal. Is the premise.
Michael Blaustein for president, 2028.
I mean, I don't see any other way.
A president would do.
What's up?
I said that is something a president would do.
I mean, that's something a president has done for so long. That's sort of another layer of this bit. It's like people that were like really influential in the world all fuck their cousins.
Yo, what?
I'm pretty sure.
Is this true?
Like half the UK.
Really?
Oh, also
the teeth are off?
That is what I typed in. I was like, who married their cousin, who had incest with their cousin, like that are famous people.
Dude, you got your camera guy quadruple working right now. He just cracked a gator with his mouth open while recording three different cameras.
In the least unquiet way possible.
No, I just saw that.
I'm sorry.
That's skilled. I thought that was great.
You're riding the Vespa.
Have you wheelied on it?
I don't know how to wheelie on that thing. I'm just going to hope I don't hit a pothole or something.
I think you lean. Also, is that shit on the ground? Is that dog shit on the shoes?
I stepped in something.
You stepped in dog shit? No, were you near a dog today?
You know what? This must be.
I don't know if you want to touch it.
Eat it. Smell it. No, I'm joking.
That's shit.
No. Did you really just touch that?
Is it really?
You really just
sketch.
Donde está el baño?
I don't know where it came from.
You put that shit, literal shit, right
mouth.
Up your nose.
That's awful.
I thought it was a piece of
Oh, I smell it. I literally smell it.
I was gonna say it's got like a Great Dane-esque feel in here.
Oh, dude.
Buddy, you put this shit. I mean, we found the episode intro. I'll say that.
You put it in your face.
I was double checking to see what it was because I felt like fabric still.
Fabric?
I thought it was a piece of my pants.
Were you around a place with dogs?
I took a picture.
I mean, probably Los Angeles.
You want to see this picture?
You took a picture?
Yes. You taking it on your phone with your shit hand?
Wait, where did you take this?
This was at a...
Are those denim sweatpants?
They're denim and they're joggers.
Yo!
So you're telling me you jeans and joggers
Maybe
fuck?
It's from this one.
Oh, yeah, there might be some shit on the ground out there.
There
might be some shit on the ground out there.
Oh, bro, yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
You hitting them with the denims?
The denims.
That shit's hard. So wait, is but one side more comfortable than the other since one's denim and one's sweatpants?
Like, I don't wash
Bro,
them the right way.
So those are for real the best pants I think you could wear to a strip club.
Tell you what.
All right.
They're the best for Vespas.
Yeah.
Did you say you don't wash them right? What is the correct way to wash those pants?
I think you have to wash them one leg
big,
in.
They're half and half. I don't think I don't know if there is a correct way. I throw everything in the wash. Oh shit,
dude! That shit's really got to your brain quickly.
Yeah. I think I got a. It's like, have you ever heard of smoke cat piss?
Baby, wait, isn't that weed? Isn't that baby keem?
No, you smoke cat piss, it makes you trip.
Really?
How do you smoke cat piss?
It's called cheesing.
How do you? What in the Houston did you say to me?
Wait,
it's
but
a real thing. It's called
isn't
cheesing.
That, baby keem says that in the sub-episode of smoking cat piss.
You talk about it like people will roll joints. Dabble it in cat piss, let it dry. They smoke it, and it makes them hallucinate a little bit.
Honestly, I got a cat. I've never thought about that, but I'm about to do it tonight. I'm about to roll up on some CP cat piss.
It's literally called cheesing.
I wonder if the funny thing is like, who was the first person to find that out? That's what I want to find. Like, did he by mistake?
It might have been my cousin Keegan because he's the one that taught me about it.
I'm looking up cheesing. It says it was made from South Park. It might be fictional.
It might be fictional?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, somebody had to try it.
Someone's tried everything.
Wait, so cat piss doesn't get you high?
There's a cat piss sativa brand, but I don't see anything on smoking actual cat piss.
Never mind then. I just started a rumor and got kids across the country smoking cat piss now.
Dude, I used to do anything. And like my freshman year of high school, we would just go online and find out like what you could take to get like fucked up. We would just like type shit and then be like, oh, go to a CVS and get like 19 of these over the counter things. And we just take them because we were bored. Yep. Now, I'm not saying you should do that.
No.
But yeah, we would just be like 19 Corseed and cough and colds and be like, Yeah, this seems like a good idea.
Satan likes to rip, say, what do you rip again? Goddamn. Goddamn.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's up?
But you ever, an absurd amount. He drinks it out of a whiskey glass.
Do you, you ever put it with some Sprite? Get that virgin lean going? Virgin dirty soda? Yeah? You really do? Every night? Oh,
every
yeah.
flight. All right, that's okay.
Flight makes sense.
Dude, I watched a strange addiction, My Strange Addiction, where the woman was eating cat food. You guys see that one?
No.
Holy shit,
My Strange Addiction, that show, everyone on there, I want to be like, this is some pick me shit.
It's also like, I
eat mattresses. Sure, buddy.
I know. Dude, the last one I saw was this woman that smelled her dad's underwear. You see this one? Smelled her dad's underwear.
Ask ChatGPT about that one.
I mean, buddy, they would probably help me with the fucking list.
The best one for sure is
here
the
it
guy.
Is. Here it is, dude.
When I'm working with a client, I would tie the underwear like around, like almost like a mask, like around my face. That way I can just constantly get the smell like it's there.
Dude, when COVID happened, she was so excited.
Like, out of this world.
Look at that.
It's like taking that first sip of coffee.
That's her dad's underwear?
Yeah, and she said to everyone that she doesn't smell the back. Like, you know, when she told her dad, she's like, no, relax, I don't smell the back.
Oh,
I just smell the front.
It worse.
Yeah, she only smelled dick.
Only smell cock.
Hey,
pecker juice.
How about you smell the side?
How about you don't smell it?
That is a weird thing to do. What are you doing if you're the dad and you walk in, your daughter smelling your boxers?
I'm leaving the family immediately.
Shit in your pants. She would love that. Yes, this guy. This guy's a legend. This car, Chase, for 27-year-old sketch with his Vespa in 20 minutes. Intimate relationship with his
car, Chase, for nearly 5 years. That is a pretty intimate kiss. I'm not gonna lie.
His roommate Kim is one of the few
roommates
knows the truth.
Why doesn't he crack her?
Concerned about how Nathaniel will hold up.
Cause she don't have a muffler.
Find out
yeah. If a stranger,
one of the people, think this.
That's so crazy.
That's like, wild.
Hey, will you be my roommate? Also, I fuck Miatas. Just a heads up. I get hard to Mazda 3s. Is this chill with you?
That was a Mazda it was making?
I
don't know what it was.
It couldn't be something good. Maybe a Honda CRV. No, maybe a Honda...
Odyssey.
What the convertible one? I don't know. Maybe it's an Oldsmobile.
Probably just...
It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior. And everything.
Imagine
his
him...
Just seemed to
wait,
fit.
His.
That's a Chevy.
His.
My name's...
That's the most American thing I've ever seen.
It was love at first sight. Gather myself here. I'm sorry for all that.
Dude, imagine him test driving that car. He's like, let me go get the keys. He's like, you don't need that. Get the baby oil.
Yeah.
Oh, he died. His love died.
Who? The car died?
He got in an accident.
That sad music's so just... Motherfucker, put a new engine in it and restart.
There's no such thing as it being total.
I felt like he deserved better.
How are you going to get into an accident? Aren't you just fucking it?
Bro, he put it on a blanket.
And I felt like that was the perfect place for him, and nice to have him.
You think he goons to that? Great,
but, dude, he goons to the Toyota-thon.
Just cute stuff like him getting a bag.
Bro, he should just go to a junkyard and what? He gooned right there. Go back. Bro, he literally Toyota-thoned all over that bitch. Oh, my God. That was his send-off. He's like, I love you so much.
God. He's like, Pornhub, what about CarMax?
CarMax. You probably scroll through that thing all day.
Dude, what an insane...
Oh my God.
Yeah, his Pornhub.
I
want to
know what
that.
His new car is.
There's the goon.
Where's the new car?
Dude, his dating profile is Kelly Blue Book. He's trying to look up the history. Bro, he literally has like, he has like gigabytes of her.
Send me the Carfax.
Yeah, he does have a type. Yeah, two doors.
Kind of.
Dude, this is insane. Like the fact that this is just normal and on TV and the producers aren't like, hey, buddy, do you need help?
Since we're talking about weird love,
I'm just trying to figure out what his next car is. Did he get another car?
That's a good question. I don't think he can afford a car.
What? But, yeah, you don't need to afford one. Just go to a parking lot.
But I moved on.
Exactly.
I was looking for new vehicles.
Told you.
Uh-oh. I moved on quick.
Oh.
I love Lex with all my...
This guy's low-key a piece of
shit.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Here's a car. Shoot.
What did he get?
Raunchy really fast.
Thank you for all you do for me. You pay me.
What?
Bro.
Yo.
That's awesome.
Imagine you're selling a car to him on like Facebook Marketplace.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what did the test drive look like? Where they're like, he's like, yeah, so are the bumpers malleable? They're like, no, they're hard. He's like, ah, fuck. Do they kiss back?
Oh my God.
This guy for sure sat on the stick shift. I'll say that.
Oh my God. Dude, he put a fleshlight in a tailpipe. He just fucking went to town.
That's right. Oh my God.
Dude, My Strange Addiction people, they need to keep doing. Is this show still on?
My Strange Addiction? I hope so.
TLC is
just nothing but...
TLC is like, what's wrong with you? How can we monetize off of it?
Exactly.
TLC loves doing shows that are like blank and blank.
Do we think this is...
It'll be like blind and bitchless, and then they'll like put you on air. What, TLC?
I mean, TLC is real, but like this type of shit?
Like, they like... I think you can apply and they'll like up it a little bit.
Yeah.
They'll produce a little bit. Like, he probably only like... put like Hot Wheels in his ass, and they're like, what if you loved it in real life?
Yeah.
What if you love this full thing? My Strange Addiction. Yeah, TLC shows are crazy. Can you see what's just on TLC right now?
The last Strange Addiction I saw, because it was in the episode, was a woman with a cleaning product sniffing cleaning product.
I've seen her.
You saw, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, just a powder cleaning product. She kept it underneath her bed. She was a truck driver.
Really?
She would just snort it. She would snort a can of it a day.
Maybe she's on to something.
I mean, she's like, it burns. Yeah, man. Yeah. She's from the burn.
What is that?
Is it still on?
New season, guys.
It looks like a new season is coming out soon.
Ew. My first eating worms.
Let's watch this.
Oh, she wants
a trailer?
My name is Wendy.
Raw meat.
Oh, what do you got there?
Ew.
This is raw hamburger meat, and I'm addicted to eating raw meat.
Yo.
Absolutely disgusting.
Put her on the hub.
Her breast got a smell on my body. Dog shit.
It's supposed to attack a man.
Oh, she's talking about vabbing.
What's
that? She's addicted to rubbing
is that when you
her.
Smell your own vagina?
It's when you take your vagina juice and you rub it on yourself. It's a, supposed to.
And
attract.
What do guys call that?
That's a good question.
It's called
that's cheesing right there.
And it's musking up there.
Elon musking up. Keep playing it.
Get the pheromones going.
It's got to work for somebody.
I'm addicted to eating live bugs.
Yeah, he looked like I'm a bug motherfucker.
Eating hot glue sticks. Snoring all of my food.
Snoring all my food.
I'm addicted to...
Did you just eat that?
That's like flavorful.
They're colors, not flavors.
Would you like to smell my wrist?
There's of course a lot of shame.
Oh, if a girl's vabbing near me and she has to smell it, listen, I already smelt it on you.
Assault,
yeah, that's a little much to just throw on somebody. What are you wearing? Myself. Don't you get like pesticides in that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's affecting me.
It can cause stomach cancer. It can cause...
They always go to the doctors.
So if you had a strange addiction, what would you choose?
My strange addiction...
I think mine's already out there.
Yeah, you were also eating raw meat.
I'm retired now.
Why?
One and done.
Come back.
Was the money good in it?
Now. I got the best girlfriend in the world.
Oh.
Where's
y'all
meet? Incredible.
TLC? My house. A friend of a friend.
That's always the best relationships. Friend of a friend.
Yeah.
You ever been... never mind. I was going to say, like, have you ever had that not work out where a friend introduces you to another friend? They're like, hey, you guys should meet. And you're like...
No one tried to set us up. We just kind of like hit it off. It was pretty easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're easy to get along with. She's pretty awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's beautiful.
What are the qualities that make her so like get alongable?
She's understanding.
All right. I love
it. That's all you really need,
honestly. I love it.
Honestly, that's all you need.
Yeah.
This one's for you, honey.
She tries to make me better.
That's great. I thought you said she drives me weed. I thought that was the first sentence. She makes you a better person.
She helped me quit weed.
That's great.
And then I came back for another year.
It's a quick hit.
Well, it's like if Tom Brady did it, I can do it too.
That's a great point.
Tom Brady, he took a year off and came right back.
Yeah, and I think
shape.
He won a Super Bowl or close. Or you go Philip Rivers mode and you come back, take three hits, and you get the fuck out of there. Is he back to just being a dad now?
I think so.
Is he released?
Yeah, they didn't even give him a full contract, right?
He really does. He has his own NFL team at his disposal.
He has enough kids to play a full football team again.
Is it with the same wife?
I'm not sure.
God, imagine her question. River.
It's 10 kids, right?
I don't know.
I think it's more than that. More?
I think it's like 11.
This motherfucker trying to beat Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon. That's a harder one to beat.
Philip Rivers and Nick Cannon, Philip Rivers sounds like the white Nick Cannon name. Does that check out?
That does.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Like, Philip Rivers is a guy who nuts a lot.
His name is Philip.
Philip!
Fill up her!
Fill up her with Rivers. Semen.
I mean, dude, this is why this is not real.
No, all 10 kids are his kids. Her name's Tiffany. Scientific fact, you can the body can take 30 kids.
That's disgusting.
That's a golden retriever.
I think only Genghis Khan has accomplished that much.
30?
30 kids, man. Can you got to start. You got to start like biblically early.
Do you think they like
14?
Do you think like
this is gonna be a great question? Go ahead.
Do you think like they did like some science experiment where like it got to 31 and she just like exploded?
Oh shit!
Whoever made that number up that's a bullshit number, probably.
Yeah, that's probably an old stat. But also, if I'm Philip Rivers and you know you have that genetic gene, like why not have 10 kids? Two of them will go to the SEC at least. You know, like
he's gonna have something.
You could raise a bunch of other quarterbacks.
That's probably his goal. He's probably just going until he hits one.
I mean, dude, just imagine out of 10 kids, you have no NFL players. Like, what? I would look immediately at my wife and be like, what's your problem? What's wrong with your
genes? I did my part.
Yeah.
It has to be them.
Bonnie Blue's pregnant?
Yeah, so Bonnie Blue did a challenge where she had unprotected sex with 400 men, and it came out that she is pregnant from it.
Dude, this is just publicity. I'm out.
Yeah, man. The sun is hot.
Yeah, bear shit in the woods. And Sketch will smell it.
I didn't know it was shit. I was double checking.
If you crack 400 men, she probably got pregnant on like the third.
Who knows?
Honestly, right. Dude, but the kid is going to come out and it's going to be a mixture. It's like, you know, when you take all the sodas and you go down and you mix it.
Yeah.
That's like the
kid. It's called a suicide, exactly what he's going to do.
Remember, I think the kid, Russian. that kid has the best chance of being in the NFL if it's 400 different men.
Oh, I agree.
The NFL or the Goonies. I didn't mean any of that.
High potential for the ceiling is very high for him.
Bro, that's got to be the season finale of Mari. Like, who is the father? Like that, they should do that episode, then end Mari forever.
Are you, dude? They would do that at Madison Square Gardens.
They probably would.
I'd buy a ticket.
Sir, yeah.
Why were you? Were you in the line or something?
I put my name in the hat, but I didn't. I got waitlisted.
Yeah, waitlisted.
Yeah.
You didn't stop thinking in, man. Pass the STD test?
No. SAT or STD. Yeah, I got waitlisted. You know, I had to go to University of Lily Phillips, but we're on the list.
She's got standards now.
Nice lady, but.
Who's a nice lady?
I don't know. I'm all just saying right. Shit.
Saying stuff.
Dude, but the weirdest shit ever is like, we had her on our podcast like maybe 2 years ago. And then like people come up to me in public sometimes like, what does she smell like? I'm like, buddy, what? Semen. What do you think?
Oh my God.
No, but like people will ask me that. I'm like, yeah. The gooners of the gooners out there freak me out. That's why we're like, hey, we did that chapter. We interviewed some ladies in that film and in that industry. But I think, man, once you get a guy that comes up to you in the Lexington, Kentucky
airport.
Your own
type of legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mia Malkova was a big one that people come up to me about.
Really?
Yeah. They go, how is she? Like,
you're like, it's just a woman.
Just
she's going to come in tits out.
Yeah, just a person. Just a normal person.
Yeah.
You guys want to do a sock talk?
Yeah, let's do a written in question, then we'll call it a day. Yeah,
so this sock talk is from Frankie. He asked, what are some creative ways of looking at ass out in public, but not being obvious?
I have a good one for that one. Sagan, take it away. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I've seen people with the new Ray-Ban glasses.
Oh.
They got the new ones that hide the blinking thing.
Yeah, that's when we're all fucked, when they start hiding the blinking.
Yeah, I got cut by one of those the other day, actually.
Really?
It was Oakley's.
Oh, so the one
Oakley's
in the middle.
Don't.
Yeah, like
anybody wearing glasses around me.
I just looked at my TikTok.
Oh, and then you saw it on there?
I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? I was filmed.
Yeah, it is crazy. I noticed one, there was a guy waiting outside of this venue recently and I didn't notice he had him on. And then in the middle of it, I caught him and I wanted to be like, hey, buddy, this is crazy.
Yeah,
but you're just like, all right, please. Whatever, you know? But I was in a good mood. I was chilling. The guy was nice. So I was like, didn't have any problem with it, but it's like, they're just everywhere. And they're going to start putting them like on the shirt and the back of their head soon.
Yeah.
I know this is off topic, but it's definitely dog shit on my foot.
Oh yeah, and like
I'm
a big dog.
Smell it more and more.
You didn't smell it when you put it right next to your nose.
Once I grabbed it and got to right here, I could damn near taste it.
Yeah,
my strange addiction. Go ahead.
that one was an addicting.
That one I went to. Good ways to look at ass. I'll just look for the bathroom. Where's the bathroom around here? I wouldn't do that. I'm in a relationship. I'm in love.
You are?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but back in my single days. But dude, honestly, girls be looking at guys' bulges anyways. I'm sick of that. But it's not, it's humanly to be like, to make an observation. Like in a parking lot today, I was with my girlfriend at a coffee shop and I go, that girl has a BBL. That's an observation. But I get in trouble for that?
No.
It's
because
a
BBL is
it.
Like seeing like an alien.
Yeah.
It's not like you're
unless
like,
you're in Miami and this is just seeing like a person.
But yes. Even Miami, that's just more aliens.
Right.
It's a land of
BBL.
Yeah, the land of BBLs is kind of scary.
But sometimes, but like whenever I point out a BBL, it's not like in like a,
I'm trying to
like a wooga way. Like it's just like whoa,
wooga wooga.
Yeah, it's just well, it's like holy shit. Look at her doctor.
Yeah, it's more for science.
Yeah, because you're just like, how do those legs support that?
Right.
It's like when you see those houses in the hills that are like on the hillside with like the poles holding it.
Yeah.
It's like how Nicki Minaj's have just seemed to.
It's just slowly the
drift.
Overhang. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like.
Yeah, like an unhoused man can live underneath it.
It's like when a water droplet that just starts filling up and then just drops.
Yeah. If it's raining, I'm going under there.
You think so?
Yeah.
That one's got to smell pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Jack?
Do you have a response to that?
No.
Good man.
And we have one more
question. The only smart man on the show.
What has been the most memorable thing to happen to you in the past 5 years?
There was just one time I was, I had a job and then no one knew about it. And then one day everyone knew about it. And that was pretty memorable.
How are we going to follow that, man?
I think that's the episode.
I was going to say that. I think that's it.
But my question to this, did you subconsciously knew about this stuff. So when stuff starts taking off, was there a second where you're like, I should make sure that's deleted? Or you're like, wait, that was still out there?
No, it was like, I guess it just takes internet cache forever.
Mm.
I deleted all a bunch of my stuff or whatever.
Mm.
And then I had to just DMCA it.
What was that? The removal?
Yeah, I forget what it stands for. Like someone can't steal your content.
Oh, that's funny to get a copyright strike.
Yeah.
copyright strike. Okay.
There it is, we guys. It. There it is.
That's what it was.
Memorable moment last 5 years. I used to film for this guy back in the day, and he was doing sus stuff, and then he blew up on the internet. And it was a POV video, and he was blowing. No, I don't. Memorable thing of the last 5 years? I mean, how do you follow that? I don't know.
You can't.
Meeting Dave Chappelle. That's that.
That's an awesome one.
That's that. And then he blew me. Michael?
Yeah, I blew Dave Chappelle, I think. Maybe I don't really have like any, nothing fucking, I don't know, man.
Come on.
I got nothing.
Something.
Self-glaze.
I got nothing, dude. Fucking...
Meeting my girlfriend for the first time.
Meeting, that's crazy. Meeting my girlfriend on Raya and falling deeply in love.
That's beautiful.
And now she's a car. Guys,
that's
been an episode.
She's an Impala.
Thank you for listening and watching Stiff Socks Sketch. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So
it was
excited
a blast.
For the Guess Who episode to come out. That shit was very funny. Dude, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Love you all.
Sir,
yes, sir.
Thank you so much, dude.
No, thank you all.
I'm really glad we found out that was dog shit.
Trail from wherever I walk. So
no, I think that was the funniest.
More there.
It keeps coming out.